We often think of pop music as being in a state of constant upheaval, with new stuff out all the time. Well, not this week. There are zero new songs and zero new albums in the top 10. But country music is having an awfully big summer. Here's Stephen Thompson with NPR Music. Good Lord, someone pour
me up a double shot of whiskey. For the third week in a row and fourth overall, Shaboozy's A Bar Song, Tipsy, sits atop the Billboard Hot 100. Just behind him is yet another country song, Post Malone's I Had Some Help. This one features Morgan Wallen. As a matter of fact, in a slow week for new music, the only songs to debut in the top 50 come in the form of country duets. There's the MGK and Jelly Roll song Lonely Road, which evokes classic John Denver. Lonely Road. And then there's another Post Malone song. This new one's called Guy for That. He's joined by Luke Combs. She's searching for someone who's gonna build it back. But I ain't got a guy for that. Ain't got a guy for that. Post Malone's new star-packed album F1 Trillion comes out next week. He's been pivoting toward country this year, and it's virtually certain to be one of the year's biggest albums. Meanwhile, other like-minded acts are rising. One of the top debuts on this week's albums chart comes from the Red Clay Strays. Their first record for a major label is called Made by These Moments. I just wanna be loved. I just wanna be loved. Near the pinnacle of the Billboard albums chart, the latest records by Morgan Wallen and Zach Bryan just climbed back into the top three. And even their older records keep charting. Combined, Wallen and Bryan have 8 albums on the list this week. That's almost as many as, well, Taylor Swift, who has 11 of the 200 albums on the chart all by herself. Stephen Thompson, NPR Music.